第13項議程荃灣區罪案報告2021年6月至7月和2020年6月至7月的罪案數字比較。荃灣區議會第58、21至22號文件，請金榮耀先生報告荃灣警區的罪案情況。請金總醫師。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My report covers the period between June and July 2021, as you just mentioned. During the period under review, overall crime in Chuen Wan increased by 399 cases to 415 cases when compared with the same period last year, representing a slight increase of 4%. Our overall detection rate was 37.3%. Serious offences such as robbery and wounding and serious assaults were all well contained during the reported period. It was particularly noted that the situation of burglaries was successfully controlled in June and July after the police apprehended a burglary syndicate active in the town centre. A total of 7 burglary cases were recorded during the period, representing a decrease of 42% when compared with the same period last year. As I've mentioned in previous meetings, deception cases continue to contribute largely on the crime figures in Chuen Wan, attributing for more than 30% of all reported cases. This is a territory-wide trend, not just in Chuen Wan. The number of deception cases in Chuen Wan recorded an increase of 29 cases, with a total of 128 cases reported in June and July 2021. E-shopping fraud remained the most prevalent modus operandi with 37 cases recorded. We continued our work in developing anti-deception awareness among our community members, and the successful containment of deception cases demonstrated the positive impact of our publicity campaigns and events. Publicity, in my opinion, and I think is the opinion of the force as a whole, is the best way to tackle these types of crimes, and we will continue our effort in this regard. I'm well aware of your concerns on drug-related offences. The figure of serious drug offences recorded a slight increase from 5 cases to 7 cases in June and July this year, and the most prevalent drug type seized was cocaine. As a new academic year has just started, we are joining hands with primary and secondary schools to promote anti-drug messages to students to reinforce the negative impacts of abusing drugs. We have continued our efforts in tackling illegal gambling activities within the district, and during the reporting period, the police conducted 26 gambling raids at identified gambling black spots, with 221 persons arrested. Regular enforcement will be continued to curb illegal gambling activities, especially during the current pandemic situation. I would like to thank district councillors for their cooperation with the police in tackling this long-standing problem in Chuen Wan. As you all know, traffic enforcement remains one of our key concerns, and we've conducted stringent traffic enforcement with satisfactory results obtained at concerned black spots. More than 16,000 fixed penalty tickets were issued in June and July this year. Vehicles which cause a serious obstruction on our roads were removed timely to ensure road safety to all users. As a result, a total of 23 illegally parked vehicles were towed away during the reporting period. This concludes my report, Mr. Chairman, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that members may have. Thank you.
多謝指揮官，咁我都喺度咧就好多謝阿金指揮官同埋警民關係阿周正之生，你哋即係好多時聽到我哋一啲意見咧，都好積極咁、好快咁樣去回應嘅。咁啊喺度多謝你哋。咁而家咧就到議員提問或者意見，咁我睇下有幾多位議員係會舉手發言嘅。黃家華議員、劉卓議員、陸明忠議員、林石添議員，係幾多位？ 四位咁每人係有分半鐘時間。黃家維議員，
係多謝主席。咁就住相關嘅報告都非常之詳盡。咁我有幾點係特別注意嘅。咁正如金 Sir 講嘅，第一就係個青少年毒品嘅問題啦，因為即係禍害得非常之厲害。咁第二咧就係一啲嘅屋邨嘅非法聚賭嘅問題啦。咁除咗呢兩樣之後咧，就想讚下嘅。咁啊，較早前都透過警民關係組啊，周 Sir 咧，咁就或者大主席都喺呢個會議度會啲講一啲嘅私煙問題。咁亦都多謝金 Sir 咧，就可能將相關嘅資料就俾咗相關部門。咁啊，較早前咧，區喺梨木樹拘捕咗兩個嘅賣私煙起獲嘅。去再帶返一啲嘅疑犯去其他區域呢，都起獲一啲嘅數目都幾犀利。咁再者呢，就係梨木樹村較早前都有一啲嘅行動，亦都多謝返相關嘅同事，就希望都持續有呢啲嘅行動，讓一啲嘅聚賭梨木樹村聚賭嘅問題係慢慢瓦解。咁再者呢，就有一個交通嘅問題，交通嘅清拆。較早前呢，我哋好多議員都就住楊屋道同埋和迪街一啲嘅非法泊車，咁就住都得悉相關嘅部門嘅同事一啲嘅合作同埋意見啦，響轉入和迪街就行咗雙白線嘅，咁就都有一個顯著嘅改善，但係都仲要進步嘅，因為我哋都稍後啲有啲設施都希望運輸署同埋相關部門再加多少少嘢落去，就會更加可以令到一啲嘅雙黃線非法泊車嘅人士可以走去第二區。嚇，多謝主席。
第二區，劉卓宇
係其實都主要都係想講咧，關於嗰個少年警訊嗰個用處嗰度，因為其實咧我就留意到，時而家少年警訊咧就係已經開始維修緊，即係因為喺外牆嗰度有一個維修咁樣嘅，咁亦都有見到一啲社區嘅畫咧喺畫喺個外牆嗰度嘅，咁但係嗰、那個一路都係有個舊病，就係嗰個用嘅使用率咧係非常之低咁樣嘅，咁所以就希望即係你哋可以特別即係因為嗰個其實係一個非常之好嘅地方。方嚟噶嘛，係咪？咁但係你哋用嘅用途又嗰個使用率又咁低嘅時候，我希望你哋可以即係提供到，可唔可以話有冇啲乜嘢方案令到佢哋個使用率係會可以係合成一個正比咁樣咧？多謝主席。
唔該曬，到林中議員。
多謝主席，主要都係講翻關於違泊同埋交通擠塞問題。首先第一點咧，個位置就係喺楊屋道西行左轉嘅環龍街，個交通擠塞問題係好嚴重㗎，可以呢幅相睇到，咁咧就頂曬出嚟嘅。咁裏邊咧，竟係啲內街問題嘅，我就研究過咧，好主要應該係馬國街嘅問題。裏邊咧，譬如講安泰國際中心咧，我之前去望過咧，裏邊係有好多泊位嘅喎，可以起射嘅位喎，入去裏邊，可能佢哋就係慳錢就泊喺路邊。咁請你哋咧都多啲去做呢啲執法行動，逼翻佢哋入翻去個裏邊，要俾翻錢應份俾噶嘛佢哋嚇。第二點咧就係德士古道220至248號荃灣公眾中心，咁嘅情況咧都惡劣嘅，每天日間咧就頂死曬，因為前面有個龍德街巴士站啊，所以咧巴士埋站都好辛苦嘅。有時咧 double parking 啊，兩行車嘅，咁裏邊咧就可能嗰、那個公眾中心嗰個保安都搞唔掂啊，可能裏邊啲位又唔係好夠，都要逼，希望警方多啲做嘢啦。第三點咧就是關於嗰、那個楊道東行。應該介乎映日灣至到全新天地二期一段嘅楊屋道咧，慢線咧長期泊咗啲車度嘅，做多啲執法啦。第四點最後啦，就係楊屋道東行左轉入和迪街有新嘅交通管制措施嘅，即係慢線同埋左二線之間行車分隔線咧，就由為一個實區線同埋雙白線，咁但係咧都照違泊嘅，汽車咧就照舊轉入去和迪街咧就。要是 cut 呢個雙白線就非常之危險嘅，因為啲車仲頂死喺慢線嗰度，咁希望多啲執法，咁我希望咧就可以警方啊運輸署我哋走一轉，即係一個 join 嘅 service 咧去研究一下，行呢個新嘅交通措施之後咧個成效係點，同埋有啲咩改善嘅空間，唔該。
係，阿薇你有個。
是希望有個西比石
是
希望有西比石是希望可以在其他時間再提
是其他時間再提好林石天議員
係，唔該主席。咁想問翻幾樣嘢嘅，或者想報告翻幾樣嘢俾警務處嘅。首先第一樣嘢咧，我哋都收到一啲街坊嘅投訴，就係關於上翠苑咧，就有一啲嘅私煙嘅單張，就直頭係上樓派攝咗喺佢哋嗰大閘嗰度。咁就即係話係。有啲呢啲咁嘅私煙商咧，就直頭直接衝咗入去屋苑範圍入邊去兜售呢個私煙啦，咁啊，咁我希望警務處可以幫幫手去睇睇呢個問題啦。第二個問題就係我睇翻個數字嚟講咧，荃灣區嘅強姦同埋非禮案咧，好似都唔少。咁我想了解翻而家呢一刻嚟講，係咪全部已經破咗案咧，或者係淨係調查中咧？咁同埋我都見到就係後邊睇翻咧，有個青少年嘅非法性交嗰個罪行喺度，咁我想了解翻而家係破咗案未嘅，咁啊，同埋希望亦都可以做翻多啲嘅巡邏，去保障翻我哋荃灣區內嘅女士嘅安全啦。第三樣嘢咧就係、是、我都知道警務處其實都做咗好多關於聚賭嘅拘捕行動噶啦，咁但係我都係講翻嗰句啦，因為其實好多時今日做完行動，第二日都仍然都係賭返嘅，咁仍然都係嗰幾個位置呢，即係譬如石壁千字村遊樂場啦，係喺呢個位置都比較嚴重，咁我都希望可以警務處可以繼續去加強嗰個打擊啦。咁最後呢，我就想講個劫案問題，咁因為好多時候呢，嗰啲三毛大廈呢，咁因為佢個冇個大閘，咁變咗好多人可以自出自入啦，再加上就話天黑嗰陣時候即係都比較暗啦，咁好多不法之徒都好容易入到三毛大廈入面呢就去行劫，但係要留意一樣嘢，就係就算有大閘都好，舊區入面好多嘅天台呢，因為係打通呀，咁所以好多嗰啲賊人呢都係可能喺經隔離嗰座天台，咁就跑咗去另一邊嘅大廈入面去行劫，咁所以呢個我都希望警務處可以留意一下天台嗰個安全嗰度。
好，咁頭先都聽即係指揮官講咧，就係、是、就翻青少年濫藥問題，都喺學校方面做多都工作。不過都即係希望呢方面就再做多啲，因為咧青少年除咗係嘗試毒品之外咧，就販毒都係好嚴重嘅罪行嚟嘅。咁一旦即係被經定罪，可能要坐十幾廿年監。咁我真係希望能夠係做多啲即係一啲預防佢哋濫藥同埋販毒嘅工作啦。我知道指揮官都喺度做緊，但係希望再做多啲啦。咁另外咧就係、是剛才幾位議員都講咧，就嗰個街頭聚賭個問題都嚴重啦。咁指揮官真係可能要揾多啲同事，尤其是啲變裝嘅同事咧，就去執行行動。咁阿嘉偉同我都知道，李牧柱咧就有幾次都好成功嘅，都拉咗好多人。咁希望繼續努力，荃灣各個區都做多啲係掃蕩聚賭嘅問題，即係希望能夠做多啲嘢。咁反而我就會係睇咧，就係、是、因為我都接到好多市民講咧，就荃灣咧就好多啲電單車就係、是、過曬期㗎啦，有啲淨係爛到碌都冇嘅，都擺咗喺即係唔同嘅街道或者甚至做啲咪標位啊。咁尼木柱都有幾架，我都影咗啲相，即係俾即係警方方面。咁我知道執行呢方面咧，未必淨係警方嘅。咁希望咧就係、是、警方配合埋多個政府部門啦，就翻荃灣區一啲即係。為例，甚至到係已經係過曬期嘅電單車咧，就阻礙嗰個交通啊，同埋亦都阻礙咗好珍貴嘅電單車車位度咧，就係、是、做多啲工作嘅。咁頭先幾位議員都發表意見。
這個我想補充少少啊，主席，因為咧我要呢度感謝呢、這個即係警務處同埋民政事務處，好少讚你嚇，就係、是、咧其實佢哋嚟咗我區咧，騎咗嗰啲。呢啲咁嘅電單車，即係已經喺度兩年以上，應該係民政事務處做咗負責。我諗係如果你想問，可以問一問，即係睇下 ADO 有冇補係處理嚇 ，acting DO 有冇補充啊？我區就夾咗幾架走啦，即係好多年添啦已經嚇。
所以我就話要係幾個部門一齊聯合行動嘅，即係呢方面工作。咁我哋交翻時間俾指揮官嚇。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank members for their, some of you, for your kind words on the recognising the work of the police. And I think not only the police but all the government departments here, we're quite sincere in our efforts to help the community. Going back to your questions in specifically, youth involvement in drugs is a high priority for the police and certainly for myself as well. any cases where we believe children or young people have been involved in drugs or forced into this, we will assign one of our highest detective investigation teams to look into this in order to try and trace the people behind it. And in cases where we've had some success in arresting those people, we can apply to the Department of Justice for enhanced sentencing of the culprits concerned. Regarding the JPC clubhouse, the usage rate has been low in the past due to the fact that it's been closed. It was the subject of arson and vandalism during the protests just over a year ago, and it's taken us that time to repair it all. Since then, usage has been on the increase, so I wouldn't say at this stage that it's low. I would say that it's on an upward trend. In terms of the illegal parking along Young Oak Road and Texaco Road, indeed, police have been monitoring the overall traffic situation in this area for quite some time. And the locations that you mentioned are known traffic black spots to us. In June and July, the police issued 652 fixed penalty tickets to offending vehicles and drivers at Young Oak Road and 212 fixed penalty tickets at Texaco Road. In addition, in these 2 months, the police have towed away two private cars at Young Oak Road, which has caused serious obstruction to other road users. Regarding the situation at Wang Long Street, the traffic congestion, especially in the morning between 0900 and 1100 hours, is quite bad and exacerbated by the those illegally parked vehicles on Wang Long Street and For Yui Kok Street. Also, those loading and unloading activities thereat are considered as contributing factors as well to the congestion. I've already instructed my officers to take stringent traffic enforcement in the industrial area there. And for instance, 193 fixed penalty tickets were issued in June and July to offending vehicles and drivers at Wang Long Street. We'll continue our efforts in this area. Regarding while we're still on the subject of vehicles, the issue of illegally parked motorcycles and those bearing expired vehicle licenses, we know that there's several black spots in Chun Wan where this happens, and along Lei Shui Road opposite the mini bus stop and Hoi Tak Street outside the Shield Industrial Centre. These motorcycles are usually abandoned by their legal owners and thus occupied on the street, occupying the motorcycle spaces for a prolonged period. The police have been working with the Home Affairs Department and the Highways Department, and on the 1st of September, for example, a joint operation was conducted and we removed six abandoned motorcycles there at Wing Shun Street outside Riviera Gardens and Wing Tat Street near City Point Block 8. So we'll continue with these operations. Regarding those motorcycles parked illegally on pedestrian footpaths, the police take a firm stance against this irresponsible behaviour. For instance, one of the black spots is located in Hoi Hing Road roundabout outside the Gongnam Industrial Building, where there are on-street motorcycle parking spaces. And between June and July 2021, a total of 14 fixed penalty tickets were issued to the offending motorcyclists there. After vigorous enforcement, the situation at the location has been significantly improved. That said, there's no room for complacency, and we'll continue to take action against this sort of irresponsible behavior. Regarding the Soong Choi court and the smuggling cigarettes there, I'll refer those to the relevant government department, which is the Customs and Excise Department. I'm sure there will be interest to follow up on this action. In terms of rapes and indecent assaults, we don't get too many rapes in, thankfully, in Chun Wan. But any allegation that we do get is vigorously investigated by my officers, and we usually have a very high detection rate of these type of cases. Indecent assaults do from time to time occur, and we've also had some success in identifying the culprits involved. My officers spare no expense because we know these type of offences are a great concern to the community. robberies and burglaries inside the 3-nil buildings. Obviously, the 3-nil buildings are very vulnerable. The District Fight Crime Committee has a project called Project Amulet, which I think I've mentioned previously in this council before, to put CCTV into some of these premises to deter criminals, and also if there are crimes that occur there, to be able to detect them better. I can tell you that the buildings that have participated in Project Amulet in Chun Wan so far, none of them have been victimized again. So if you know of any OICs who would be interested in taking part in this project, please liaise with my community relations officer and they'll be happy to put the two parties together. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.